Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Build 5 Cash Flow Habits That Keep Growing Businesses from Running Out of Money. Now let's get started with today's show. What cash flow habits keep a growing business from running out of money? The answer might surprise you. It's not about making more sales. It's about understanding that cash flow is like breathing. You can hold your breath for a while, but eventually you need air. The first habit that separates survivors from casualties is tracking your cash weekly, not monthly. Monthly reports are autopsy reports for cash flow. They tell you what killed you, not how to stay alive. Use a simple 13-week rolling forecast to see cash gaps before they hit. Know your cash conversion cycle, how long from spending money to collecting it. This isn't accounting, it's survival. The second habit involves timing. Accelerate collections with payment terms that favor you, net 15 instead of net 30. Delay payments strategically without damaging relationships by paying on the last day terms allow. Build cash reserves equal to 3 months of fixed expenses before expanding. Think of it as your business oxygen tank. The third habit requires discipline that most entrepreneurs lack. Never spend projected revenue, only spend cash you actually have. Create automatic triggers. When cash hits a certain amount, stop all non-essential spending. Separate growth investments from operational cash using different accounts. This prevents you from accidentally spending your lifeline. Let me tell you about Sarah. Her marketing agency grew from $50,000 to $200,000 in revenue, but nearly went bankrupt. She had $80,000 in outstanding invoices, but only $2,000 in the bank. She started weekly cash meetings and 90-day payment plans. Now she maintains a $45,000 cash buffer. This week, calculate your cash conversion cycle and set up weekly cash flow check-ins. Remember, revenue is vanity. Profit is sanity, but cash is king. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.